Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone. This is your Gong early preview. That's right. The Gong's the first leg of the Kembla Grange Quaddy on Saturday, and Paul Joyce is joining us to have a look at his Quaddy thoughts. G'day to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. The first thing I can tell you about this Quaddy is it's tough. We've got four extremely open races making up the Quaddy this week, starting off with the Gong. So the good news is I think whoever gets it will get a very big dividend. The bad news is it is going to be hard to get.
All right, so it might be a minimal percentage here. We'll wait and see what we get to at the end of it. Well, what a race it is. The build-up last week to the Hutter was good, but I reckon this field is, it's got so many competitive angles to it. The favourites are the two that haven't won for ages, but then you've got some nice horses that are getting down to the limit weight and the like. Paul, give us your thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. It's similar to last week, obviously. It's another one of these capacity field handicaps, and they're always great betting races. As you said, there are so many angles you can take into these races. I think the big difference this week, obviously the main one is we're out to a mile, but apart from that, there's a lot more speed projected in this race. I know last week, basically, Savatiano Cross controlled the tempo and sprinted home, but I don't think that'll happen here. You've got Takamochi, you've got Quackerjack, you've got Nicoletta, drawn out wide is Surplus. You've also got horses like, looks like Elvis drawn out and a Goodfella drawn out. So I just can't imagine anything but a really solid tempo here, and that'll make it a tough mile. So for the Quaddy, look, I've got 6, 7, 2, and 4. I think Lover Lover's the horse to beat. I think John Sargent has really targeted this race, and not a lot of trainers will have targeted this race. This will be an afterthought for some horses that didn't quite make the grade in the spring, whereas John Sargent's targeted this third up off a spell. Blinkers go back on, comes through the Hot Danish where she was an eye-catching fifth over 1,400, and, of course, she has won over this track and distance previously. So Lover Lover on top for me. Ahead of the 7 Military Zone. Now, here's another horse that may be a bit of an afterthought. He went around in the Golden Eagle. That was obviously his grand final. Only four lengths off Colding and Sunlight. So he does look very well placed here on 53 kilos. And I've just got to put him in at the mile, even though he probably hasn't exactly been targeting this race. The Two Star of the Seas, similar story. Ran third in an Epsom, went down for the Cantara at Flemington. Now he's back here at the end of his campaign. Chris Waller's taken the blinkers off, but he's just too classy not to put in on 55.5 kilos. For Eldorado Dreaming, well, Chris Lees almost has it back to her best. I really like that effort in the Hot Danish flashing home for third. So she'll run out a strong mile. She's a big chance. And I'm going to go 6, 7, 2, and 4. So, look, they're the top chances. I think Lover Lover's worth a bet early if you want to jump on, but it's a very open race.
And it should be too. It's worth a million. So 6, 7, 2, and 4 from Paul in the Gong at 4:20 on Saturday. Race 7 here is a benchmark 78. These couple of races are strong. And I note the season's coming back. A really nice type here for Les Bridge.
Yeah, exactly. Hard in the market too, even though she's never run over 1,000 before. I've got a second pick. There's a lot of speed in the race. As you would expect, over 1,000 with a big field. My Quaddy numbers are 13, 4, 9, 3, and 6. So we'll get off with the 13, Brazen Pine. She's got a great record at the 1,000. She's really flying this prep. She's got a lovely soft gate to sit in behind the Hot Speed, and I think she's the horse to beat. The 4, Seasons, the horse you mentioned, even though she's never run over 1,000 before, she's had the 6 career starts. She's never missed a top 2 finish. She had a good trial coming into this, and you know, she's going to run a big race. Whether or not the 1,000's a touch short, that's the only little query you could have. 9, Mossman Gorge, well, he loves the 1,000 metres. He's got Barrier 1, he's got Nashua Wheeler, he's a leader, and he's won 3 from 4 first up. So I think he's a no-brainer to go in a Quaddy. Number 3, Starfall, is also accepted in Victoria, I believe. So he's first up from a spell. He's a class little sprinter, and he's in the Quaddy if he turns up here. And number 6, Broken Arrows, has really charged home to win his last 2. And on the back of a fast tempo, he'll be hard to hold out again. So we've got 13, 4, 9, 3, and 6. If the 3 happened to come out, Andrew, during the day and race in Melbourne, I'd substitute number 5, Rare Episode, for the Brad Widdop stable. So keep that in mind if Starfall does come out.
Right, and we should know that Thursday as well. All right. Race number 8 is the benchmark 78 over the shorter trip, the 1,200 metres here. Grimior, 3 weeks between runs. Poetic Charmer coming back. How's the pace set up?
Pace should be good. Americana Magic very fast, but you've got some competition there. I think Sheriff will go forward. Poetic Charm are drawn out. Not sure what they do there. And Jack Spar won't be far away. But Americana Magic to set a reasonable tempo in front. I'm going 2698, two on top, Grimoire. I quite like this horse at double figure odds. He's got great form here at Kembla. He's got Nashra Willa jumping aboard. He's got Barrier 1. And you've only got to go back three starts. He took out the Port Macquarie Sprint. And then since then, he's been a length off what could be in town and only two lengths off Outrageous at Rose Hill where he got back and ran on. So I like him here from Barrier 1. Gets the smother, gets the last shot at them, and I think he can win at good odds. The six Poetic Charmer, really trialling well for the Snowdens. He only had one run last prep. I reckon he's come back better here. And, of course, by your song out of Hossa Moore. So,
yeah.
A bit of a close one for you there, Andrew. Number nine, Trumbull. Look, I'm throwing him in. He's disappointed with his last start third behind Stefan, but I suppose you can't knock his consistency. He's drawn well. He's got James McDonald. I've just got to throw him in. I couldn't miss the quaddie because he decided to get up and win. And number eight, Cinquedea sneaks in first up for the Freedman Stable. Really good trial. Probably looking for further, but if they happen to overdo it up front here, he'll be rattling home late. So 2, 6, 9, and 8 in the third leg.
The last race, a benchmark 78 over the 1,400 metres. Again, a field of 15 at this stage with no early scratchings. Destiny's Own went pretty good first up. It's drawn okay here.
Yeah, it has drawn well. I expect they'll be reasonably positive on this horse. They've been trying to get him to get back and run on, but there's just no real speed in this race. I can't find any leaders apart from maybe Charaterra, which has drawn off the track. It's interesting, all these races, massive fields, which is why it's so tough to sort of single them out in a quaddie. I'm going with 9, 7, 10, 4 and 13. Charaterra goes on top, mainly due to the map, just maybe the only leader in the race. And if he slides across under Josh Parr, he may get a bit of a soft time and kick home. He's a very consistent galloper. He's 2 from 2 second up, so I'm happy to lean his way. Over the 7, Destiny Zone, the horse you mentioned, terrific return behind Outrageous. Should get a run in the first 4 or 5, and James McDonald aboard. He hasn't won for a long time, but I think he's one of the main chances in this race. Away from that, the 10 Defeat, I'm happy to throw him in at good odds. He could be one that surprises and goes forward here on the quick backup from last week. The 4, Bobby D. Well, he's another one. He led throughout to win a 900-metre trial recently. He's first up the Bjørn Baker Stable, so maybe Bjørn's found a bit of sharpness in this horse, who formerly was a bit of a grinding stayer. And then number 13, Boomtown Rat, another one that Bjørn Baker's taken control of this prep. He's had two lovely trials, this horse. So I wouldn't be too concerned about his form over a bit further because Bjørn seems to have both of these stayers really forward and ready to go. So maybe that can add some really good value in the last leg of the quaddy. 9, 7, 10, 4 and 13.
All right, so I've only got $20 in the back pocket here. What am I going to do with that?
Yes, you can still put your ticket on, but you'll only see a 5% dividend. But, as I said, if it pays several thousand, 5% of several thousand will be very nice come the last race at Kembla on Saturday.
For sure. I might have to find another 20 and just make it up to the 10% there. All right, so there, Paul Joyce's early thoughts for the quaddy at Kembla Grange on Saturday. We're all looking forward to very much being a part of the Gong, the inaugural race to be run at 4:20. If there's any changes, Paul Joyce will be joining us live at just after 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Good on you, Paul.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Kembla Grange on Saturday.